What's going on? It's your host, Jerome Cunningham. Welcome back to Limitless Thoughts, where we show you how limitless your mind is. What's going on, guys? Thank you for tuning in to another episode today. And this episode today is going to piggyback a little bit off of the last episode where it says it starts with yourself. This episode is you have to destroy the old to become the new. And this is one of those topics I feel like we hear a lot. Or we hear philosophers and teachers and parents talk about these things, but it sometimes doesn't make sense. Or we see people, and we see people have overnight success, and we're like, I don't understand how. They used to be someone who don't do this, but now they're successful. You see people that struggled in school become very successful. You see people that have failed become very successful. And you also have seen people be very successful and fail. And this component that we're going to talk about today, I think is a key aspect onto what separates the 1% from the others. Because you have to destroy the old to become the new person you want to become, to hit those new goals, to have the success you want. Because what got you to where you are now is not going to get you to where you want to go. Because it's very clear. If you look at reality and you look at everything, say for example on sports. If the first time you played sports and you fast forward 2 years later, you would see there's a big difference from when you first started until where you are. And that comes with practice. That comes with training. And that also came with destroying the old. You know, because I remember when I used to run track in high school and a little bit in college. And I remember when we used to have like our race times before our meets. You know, it would be us against the other 400 runners or 200 or 100 runners. And we used to line up and our coach used to always say, all right, guys, the person who has the best time will compete. And I always used to think, man, I was one of the fastest people on the team. So I'm like, okay, this is easy. I'm always just going to race. And I remember there was one day where I almost lost. And my coach said, what are you doing? What are you doing? And I said, what do you mean, coach? I said, I was just running. I said, I didn't have to run full speed because I knew I was going to beat everybody. And he said, no. He said, you have to destroy that mentality. You always have to give 110% no matter what. Because there's always someone, especially when you are good, especially when you're trying to go to the next level, there's always going to be someone working harder than you, someone that's going to try to beat you. And if you slack up, you're not going to become the person you want to become. And it really soaked in because at that point I realized he's right. If I want to become successful, if I want to become number one, I have to destroy the old. So if my time was 10 seconds, then I want to get 9.99 seconds. I want to destroy the old to become the new, to become the better. If you want to become successful in life, you have to realize the things that got you to where you are now are not what's going to get you to where you want to be. And then you might ask, okay, how do I do that? How do I figure out what do I need to be or what do I need to do to get to the next level? So here's a little practical work that you can do right now. Say, for example, your name is Joe. I want you to grab two pieces of paper. One paper, I want you to write current Joe and write down everything on that piece of paper that you are right now. So if it's how much money you have right now, if it's what you know, your skill sets, anything about you that you do on a daily basis, and that's very important on who your identity is. And then I want you to write the new and improved Joe. And I want you to write down the things of the person you think you need to be at that next level for whatever it is. So say, for example, you have a business and you're saying right now, you know, I don't have my business. I don't have it started off. I don't know what to do. Okay, that's your current stage right now. That's who you are right now. On the other paper, you're going to say, my business generates $10,000 a month. For me to be able to do that, I have to have A, B, and C. I am healthy. I read books to gain knowledge on how to grow my business. I network with people to grow and to get better. I outsource things that I can't do right now. Because what you're doing is you're identifying the person you need to become and you see it. And when you see it, like Napoleon Hill says, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. Because the reason why you are not who you are right now, the person who you want to become, is because you don't know who to become. You're stuck. You're like in a limbo. You've been doing the same things every day on repeat. And like they always say, the sign of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So change it. Change it. And that's the biggest thing why a lot of people don't grow, is because they think, okay, if I do something different today, something's going to change right away. And you hear some people say, man, I've been posting on social media. Why is my followers not growing? And then the question I ask them is, what else have you been doing besides just posting? Is there a hook? Is it engaging? Is it something that people want to hear? Are you promoting it? Oh, no, I'm just posting. Then you can't expect change if you just post. But that's a great start. So that's the key. And if you're saying, like, Jerome, I don't know who I need to become, that's fine. That's why there's leaders. That's why there's influencers. That's why there's social media. And there's people who we can look up to, not to become them, but to take things that we like to help us to become the true best version of ourselves. So if you're a public speaker and you like Tony Robbins, or you like Dean DeGrasse, or you like Grant Cardone, or you like Gary Vee, or you like, you know, there's so many people. Figure out who you like. Figure out the qualities that they have that you like. Take those qualities down and write it. Well-spoken leader. Leads by example. Leads from the heart. Write down and identify the things of the person you need to become. If it's a better father, write down, show my kids that I love them more. Be there for my kids. Support them, help them, guide them. Because you can achieve anything you put your mind to. You just have to realize you have to destroy the old to become the new. Because the old won't take you to the new. And it's that, and there's a saying that people say that honestly, it's one of the sayings that I think it really limits a lot of people. And we don't realize some of the phrases and the things that we have heard from our parents and from people around us in our environment. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. So to me, what I hear when I hear people say that is that because you've been doing something for so long, you can't change. You can't become better. You can't improve. So what that means to me is you're going to be stuck forever. That's literally what you're telling your mind is, I have these things embedded in my brain. I have these things stuck, and I've been doing this where I can't change, and I'm not willing to change. But that's the difference from the 1%, from the other 99% of human beings. Is the 1% is willing to destroy the old as soon as they identify that it's not what they need to get to the next level. You know, and we hear people talk about this. They said, I had to change my mindset. I had to change my beliefs. I had to change my habits. That's destroying the old to become the new. Because the way you used to live, the way you were brought up, the poor mindset, the limitless mindset, of saying you can't do this, you have to be this great, you had to be born in this environment, too bad you were raised this way, you can't, no one in our family ever did it, you're the first for this. Scratch all of that away. Scratch all that away. We are the designers of our life. We have the power to do anything we want to do. But we have to destroy the old first to become the new. That's the only way. Because you can't keep the old and try to keep the new. Because it might work for a week, it might work for a month, but then the old will find its way to scratch right back to the surface. And it takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. Sometimes we see people blow up and it seems like overnight, but we don't see the 2, 3, 4 years of them changing, working on things, failing at multiple things, just trying to get better. People are always trying to get better at in some way, in some shape. You know, I came across this guy one day, and he was using a lottery machine. And I was talking to him, and he's like, man, you know, this lottery machine saved my life. And I said, what? He said, yeah, man, this lottery machine saved my life, lottery. And I said, what do you mean by that? And he said, man, I used to be a big drug addict. He said, I used to take different drugs, a whole bunch of drugs every single day. That's what I did. I spent hundreds of dollars on drugs daily, weekly. And he said, I knew I needed to change my life because I lost my wife and I lost my kids. And he said, you know, he said, I understand gambling is not the best thing, doing lottery tickets. But he said, it's what changed my life. He said, I did that and I was able to get back up on my feet. He said, I'm 3 years sober. He said, I was able to get back up on my feet, get my wife back, and get my kids back. And now I have everything I ever wanted again. I have enough money to treat my family, to take care of my family, take care of myself. Money's not a problem anymore. And sometimes some people would look at that and be like, wow, you know, this person went from doing drugs to gambling, from playing lottery ticket. That's so bad. But think about the change that he had to do to transform his life, to get to the next level, to earn his family back. He had to take away something that was an addiction, something that was ruining his life, and had to change and transform. Because he had to destroy the old to become new. And he's still improving every single day. It's one thing at a time. And sometimes we get so hard on ourselves when we try to change right away. When we think that I'm going to do this today and it's going to be my habit forever. James clearly said in his Atomic Habits book that habits are like embedded in our brain. Like a narrow pathway in our brain is indented that never goes away. And sometimes we talk about, oh, I'm going to take this habit away and it's never going to come back. You know, but he talks about the cue, what triggers it. And that'll be a whole other topic, you know, that we'll talk about, because I think it's also a very important one, is our habits that we do in our life. And it's part of destroying the old to become the new. So I want you guys to really sit down and implement this in your life. I want you to really sit down and grab 2 pieces of paper, write down who you are right now. And then on the other paper, write down on who you think you need to become to have that happiness, to have that success, to have that wife, to have that husband, to have that job, to be that son, to be that parent, but whatever it is in life, this is congruent for anything. This will work for anything in your life. And I promise you, if you write down and you identify the things that you need to become to reach that goal that you have, you can do it. Because anything you put your mind to, you can do. And you identifying who that person is and compare to where you are now, that's how you create and condense the gap from where you are now and where you need to be. So listen, guys, stay positive, stay pushing forward, be great, change your life, And remember, never stop, because it's right around the corner. I love you guys, and I'll see you in the next episode.